Welcome to part three of the WABC Jingle History, originally heard on Rewound Radio.
Wow! John Wolfert! It's jingle time on Rewound Radio! Wow, wow, wow!
We have arrived at the year 1970, and that was the start of a new decade, and it was also the start of a new philosophy regarding WABC's jingles. Rather than putting on a big package all at once, the station just added a cut here and there, keeping many of the previous jingles in place. Of course, at this time in radio history, the emphasis was on a cappellas, short jingles, and music.
77 WABC.
As we've mentioned, the WABC chime jingle was attached to the end of every song in the top 14. Other survey songs had the jingle without the chime, but now another phrase was added in front.
The most music.
WABC.
It was all about pushing music.
Music is a message.
In this era, PAMS continued to produce many jingles for WABC, and the station hardly used any of them. For example, PAMS created an entire package built around the phrase, "Music is our message." WABC did use that phrase in their promos and on their posters. But as for the jingles, just a couple of cuts made it to the air, including this cut, which was actually part of Series 40.
WABC, music is our message.
One well-known a cappella that was overused was this one, featuring the bass voice of the great singer Jim Clancy.
WABC.
1970 was the year that Dan Ingram requested a new opening jingle for his show. And so the familiar theme was replaced with this a cappella.
Dan Ingram Electric Radio Theater is on the air.
Don't worry, he went back to his previous theme after a year or two. Speaking of things that were overused, this Sonovox drop-in was inserted over anything and everything for a while. If you needed further evidence that the jingles were being reduced to their absolute minimum at this time, they did get a new set to introduce solid gold songs.
63 gold!
You see what I mean? Another change was made to the jingle which tagged some of the songs.
Music Radio WABC.
That a cappella was heard at the end of songs that did not get the chime jingle. In 1971, PAMS produced Series 41 for WABC, and again, WABC only used a few of the jingles, including these.
WABC, 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 getting it together.
WABC.
Series 41 was called Music Radio. WABC had adopted that slogan, and in their own unique style, they made it one word, Music Radio, so they could trademark it. This package also included a new jingle for Harry Harrison's morning show, which was based on an old Maxwell House coffee commercial.
Listen to the sound of the Maxwell House coffee pot at work.
Since one of Harry's trademark phrases was, "Put the coffee on," that happy percolator sound found its way into his jingle.
Coffee and music with Harry Harrison.
This Sonovox drop-in also became a familiar sound around this time.
WABC, New York.
In 1972, WCBS-FM in New York changed their format to oldies. They had been doing a progressive rock format, and FM radio was slowly infringing on AM's monopoly on music listening. New York was a town that enjoyed its oldies, so WABC did start highlighting the fact that they played oldies too.
The best of the new
and the best of the gold
on WABC.
And there was this to introduce the late 50s, early 60s songs.
Doo-wops on us, bom-de-bom-bom-bom.
Doo-wops on us, bom-de-bom-bom-bom, WABC.
If I can inject a personal note here, 1971 was the year that I was hired at PAMS, which was my dream job at the time, a fact that was broadcast to the world by Cousin Bruce Morrow on none other than, well, you know.
77 WABC.
Right on with Bruce Morrow.
Doesn't that plane do something to you? How much can you give me not to play?
That's funny, I like that. Half a notified product of the American Beverage Corporation. Bruce Morrow, New York. Want to wish Jonathan Wolford good luck. He's going down at the PAMS in Dallas, Texas. Good luck, John. You say hello to Bill.
Well, thanks, Bruce. You stepped on the vocal, but it's okay. I'm over it. But the beginning of that was probably a little confusing to your ear because you were hearing this commercial running underneath the a cappella jingle, running underneath the Sonovox, and that was typical of the way the station was produced at that time. They would play things over and under these a cappellas, which sometimes worked, but in that case, it was just very confusing because you had two musical things going on at the same time that had nothing to do with each other. But they were just trying to keep everything tight. Back to my personal story for a moment. By 1972, PAMS had discovered that I could operate the Sonovox, so they let me start doing that. And what was the first Sonovox project I did at PAMS? Unbelievably, it was for WABC.
Johnny Donovan.
In July 72, Johnny Donovan started at WABC. He had been at WOR-FM and other stations before that. And the way it worked was whenever a new DJ was added, the production people at WABC would send a tape down to PAMS with all of the DJ jingles that were in use at the time. So maybe they'd pull all of Ron Lundy's carts or all of Cousin Brucey's carts, and they'd put them on a tape and say, these are the DJ jingles we're using. And the jingles would come from many different series that had evolved through the years. So it was a real mix of things, including some edits. And they said to PAMS, okay, now we have a new guy, so we need all of these cuts remade for the new guy. And, you know, it was just amazing to me after growing up with WABC and having it be part of my life to have at least my mouth, if not my voice, now on WABC.
News before the hour, a service of ABC News.
The most music on WABC, New York.
I'm Johnny Donovan.
Yeah, baby, look what you've done for me there. That's Al Green on 77.
Johnny Donovan, WABC Radio.
If you were away for the weekend, we'll drive home together tonight. Hope everything is going all right for you. Just take it easy. But don't go to sleep. It's Eagles.
Let's talk about that jingle you just heard where music radio was between the W and the ABC. That was the whole concept behind PAM Series 42A, which was made in 1972. It put all sorts of phrases between the W and the other call letters. WABC didn't use any of it, but they did ask for a few extra cuts in that style, including that one, which was heavily used. It's called Tube.
Music Radio, ABC.
It was called Tube because there's a tuba in it. Hard to pick out, but it's in there. The names PAMS came up with for individual cuts usually had some sick joke or twisted pun behind them. Another thing that transpired was Series 44. Now, this was an enormous package. It was built around the phrase, "The music's on us." which was supposed to be kind of a double meaning thing, saying that the music is on WABC, so the music's on us, but also it's like we're treating you to the music. You know, the music's on us. It's for you. So, again, this package had something like 60 cuts in it that PAMS did, and WABC used hardly any of them. They were being as selective with the jingles as they had normally been selective with the songs that they added to the playlist. They did use this.
The music's on us on WABC.
Just a plain a cappella, and they did use this.
Music radio WABC, the music's on us.
It was just a strange, strained time, and it was going to become even more so because, as I mentioned, WCBS-FM went oldies in 72. PAMS, just a few months earlier, had done a package for WCAU-FM in Philadelphia, another owned by CBS station, another oldies station. And when CBS-FM in New York wanted to use those jingles, they, of course, came to PAMS. And PAMS was put into this position of, well, we really want to protect our relationship with WABC, but they're not using much of anything or buying much of anything. And here's a good sale, and one's AM and one's FM, and one's top 40 and one's oldies. What could it hurt to do the CBS-FM jingles? Well, you'll get the answer to that in our next segment. But speaking of WCBS-FM, you know, we are into our second hour of this WABC jingle history, and it probably could have been done in a minute. The reason I know this is because I did it once. On June 8, 1991, WCBS-FM was in the middle of one of their rock and roll radio greats reunion weekends, where they'd bring a lot of famous DJs who had been on the air in New York back, and they each did a show, and they would talk about the good old days and so forth. Cousin Brucey was sort of the host. He had a regular show on CBS-FM at this point. And on that particular day, I happened to be in the studio hanging out with Bruce for old time's sake, just like I used to do in the old days, go hang out in the studio with Brucey. And we were talking about the jingles, and then this happened.
Well, I'm a traveling man.
There's the number one song in that Super Silver Dollar Survey, cousins, from Ricky Nelson. On this night in 1961, that's from WABC, the Silver Dollar Survey, the Swingin' Sound Survey. Jonathan Wolford just gave me a list. This is wild for all the jingle freaks out there. Listen to this now. Here's the slogan lines of the jingle chronology used by WABC. I'll give you a couple of years. 1963, we were the All-Americans. All-Americans. 64, we were the action, as you heard that. 65, the go-go thing, right, that came in. The In Sound was 66. Music Explosion, 66. 67, Fun Vibration. Remember the word vibes, vibrations came in.
Mayor Lindsay, Fun City.
That's right, Major Fun City. That's right, Mayor Lindsay. 1968, music, pow, 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 all right? And 1969, music comes here to play. 70 was music radio and the music on us. Music's on us, 1972. I'm going to keep that. Nobody in the world but Jonathan Wolf would keep that. Would know that. That is absolutely amazing. All right, we finished the top one. We played the top 15. Is that what?
Okay, so you see, it could have been done in a minute, but I prefer the way we're doing it here. As our story about WABC jingles continues, we have reached the early 70s. It's a period of change for the sound of the station. There are fewer jingles, with many of them being short or just a cappellas. Even though DJ jingles were added as new jocks came on board and a few special jingles were produced for contests, the basic station jingle sound did not evolve very much between 1970 and 1973. PAMS did continue to make new jingle packages with WABC in mind, but the station passed on many of them. For example, they didn't use any of PAMS Series 39.
Makes you hungry for more. WABC, right on.
they didn't use most of Series 41. Or 42.
W, most music, ABC.
Or 43.
WABC. New York.
Or 44.
WABC. The music's on us.
In fact, on April 7th, 1972, I was at WABC hanging out in the studio with Dan Ingram, and without warning, he ended his show this way.
I'm sorry, Bobby, there's more important things to do here. Ladies and gentlemen, in our, sitting in our studio with our show today is a representative from PEMS Productions, which is a firm which records our jingles in Dallas, Texas. And the PAMS people, he can't hear me, he's in the control right now. The PAMS people don't know that we use only one or two of the many, many jingles they've recorded for us, so we're going to turn the speaker on and give him a, we're going to play a medley of all the jingles I almost never use, okay? Let's do it first.
Dan Ingram.
We used that for a while, and it went out of style, and we had this one.
Big Dan.
We have never used that one. Now we have this one here. Never used this at all.
Big Dan.
Not once.
Gonna treat you right. 77 WABC. Let's have some fun.
It was a Southwest accent anyway. And then there was this one we never used this once. Never.
Dan Ingram.
And then there was this one, of course.
Dan Ingram.
And then of course there's this one which we have used.
On the Dan Ingram Show.
WABC New York.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Warren Dean in New York.
By the way, in later years, Dan would talk about that moment and recall that Bill Meeks from PAMS was there that day. In this instance, Mr. Ingram is incorrect. It was me. All through the years, there were always other jingle producers trying to wrestle the WABC account away from PAMS. Some of them presented sample cuts to WABC, and some even used those cuts on their demo tapes, despite the fact that there was no way WABC would buy or use them. For example, as far back as the mid-60s, Pepper Sound Studios in Memphis included this jingle on the demo of their double exposure package.
Hunting for music, WABC 77 in New York.
Yeah, right. Of course, Pepper in that era was notorious for using famous call letters on their jingles, whether those stations were using the jingles or not. And a few years later, when the company's name had become Pepper Tanner, they put out an entire package sung for WABC. The station never touched it, but Pepper Tanner wanted potential clients to think they did. Here's part of that demo presentation.
WABC, reaching out, touching you.
From Pepper Tanner. Reaching out, touching you. 20 cuts, 15 vocals, 15 instrumentals, 5 acapellas. Reaching out. Touching you.
WABC, touching you. 77.
WABC.
Reaching out. Touching you.
Pepper Tanner did not get those jingles on the air, but other companies kept knocking on WABC's door, too. TM Productions in Dallas made several presentations to the station. At one point, they sang a cut from their package, The Penetrators, with the L.A. vocal group.
WABC, New York.
And at another time, TM did an audition cut from their package, Listen to the Music.
Music sounds best on WABC.
There was even a New York commercial writing team, Liberty McBrien, who presented some custom jingles to WABC.
Music Radio 77 WABC.
Yeah, none of those were what WABC was looking for, but the jingle history of WABC did change dramatically in the summer of 1974 because of behind-the-scenes events in the jingle industry. 74 was a rough year for PAMS. Most stations were ordering fewer jingles, many of them being content to have just one or two shotgun jingles. Understandably, it was hard to stay confident in the jingle business, so Bill Meeks felt that PAMS had to diversify. He decided to enter the field of syndicated programming for radio stations, just like TM had done several years before. PAMS wanted to sell the programming and the automation equipment as well. This was an expensive undertaking, using most of the resources that would normally be used to support the jingle business. Eventually, paychecks started to be late, and then they would sometimes bounce, and many key production and sales personnel thought it was best to leave PAMS to work somewhere else, or to become freelancers, or to start their own companies. Reluctantly, I too left PAMS at this time. Meanwhile, back in Memphis, by 74, Pepper Tanner had morphed into the William B. Tanner Company. Even though Pepper had begun making jingles in the late 1950s, the company had never had much success attracting big stations in major markets. So in 1974, when someone went to Memphis with a plan to get Tanner jingles onto some big-time influential stations, the company was all ears. The someone was a radio guy by the name of Bob Gross.
1256 WRC, Fantasy Time. Bob Gross cooking with the hits on the great 98 Loggins and Messina and Company.
I told you, a radio guy. Bob had been the promotion manager and a DJ on WRC in Washington, D.C. In 73, PAMS had done a lot of production work for WRC, and Bob spent weeks at PAMS in Dallas working with me and Chris Kershaw. He got to know both of us and get a taste of the jingle business. So when he left WRC and approached the William B. Tanner Company in 74, this was his pitch. He said, "The problem with your product is you're making it in Memphis. These major market stations are looking for the Dallas sound, and I know who to call to make that happen. Let me hire these people in Dallas to create some jingle packages that WABC and WLS will like. We can give the jingles to those stations for free, and then lots of other stations will hear them and buy those packages for themselves. Oh, and to avoid any possible image problem, we should probably market the jingles under another name." And so was born Thunder Productions. WABC, as it turned out, was receptive to getting a Dallas jingle package for free, especially because Rick Sklar was upset that PAMS had done oldies jingles for WCBS-FM in 1972. So in the late summer of 1974, the PAMS jingles started to come off, and the Thunder jingles appeared.
The best music, WABC.
WABC did not want to get into a legal feud with PAMS about whether they could continue to air their jingles, but they didn't want to make an abrupt change and remove all their familiar PAMS cuts either. So they asked Thunder, Tanner, to copy several iconic PAMS jingles, which they did in December 1974. In fact, here I am slating the master tape.
This is the Tanner WABC package, mixed December 2nd, 1974.
Now, obviously, I confess to having worked on these, but even though some of the copies came close, to me, they were never as good as the originals. For example, here's a Pam's cut.
WABC.
And here's the Thunder copy.
WABC.
Another Pam's jingle.
WABC. Good morning.
And the remake.
WABC. Good morning.
Let's hear one more. Here's the Pam's original.
77 WABC. Good morning.
And the Thunder version.
77 WABC.
I guess they were close enough. Most listeners didn't know they weren't hearing the original jingles. But there were some new tracks created as well at this time. For example, there was a new show open jingle produced for Dan Ingram, which he used for several years.
WABC's Dan Ingram Show.
The WABC chime jingle remained on the air in 1974, although the phrase chime time had been replaced with music time.
WABC music time, 24 after 11.
But the few other jingles that were used came in a Thunder Productions Memphis, Tennessee box, even though all the work had been done in Dallas.
George Michael, W Music Radio. WABC. Top 100 of 1974.
The idea worked in the latter half of 1974. Thunder Productions was able to get jingles on WABC and WLS, and other stations across the country did buy those packages. But it didn't take too long for Tanner to conclude that the expense of renting a Dallas studio, paying Chris to write and produce, paying me or others to engineer, and paying the singers made the Dallas venture cost prohibitive. They gave up on Thunder in 1975. The master tapes were sent back to Memphis, and they continued to syndicate those jingles under the Tanner name, using the Memphis singers in their own studio. So where would WABC turn now? Well, there was a new company called Jam. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
John Wolfert.
This show and this WABC jingle history special originates from the studios of Jam Creative Productions. Jam is the jingle company that I founded along with my wife and partner, Mary Lynn. The letters J-A-M stand for John and Mary Lynn. We had begun doing our own small projects on the side for DJs and stations in 1974 and decided to incorporate and do it full-time in November 1974. We had a lot of early success and some good word-of-mouth advertising that got us on some significant stations, and it was less than a year later that we got a call from WABC. Here's Mary Lynn's recollection of that day.
Usually on Friday afternoons, the calls would slack off, people were leaving for the weekend or whatever, and you wouldn't get very many calls. One Friday afternoon around 5:30, the phone rang and I answered it, Jam Productions, and the person on the other end said, "Hello, this is Rick Sklar, and I'm interested in hearing some of your demo tapes." And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, right, who is this really? We had so many crazy friends in radio and in the jingle business, I was sure it was one of them pulling a joke on us. I'd never talked to Rick before, and in my mind, I thought his voice would sound more like an announcer. So I didn't think it was really Rick, but in the off chance that it might be him, I was polite and put him on hold and got John to take the call.
That was a good move. I knew Rick from my many visits to WABC, and of course he knew I had been at Pam's. So when we first began Jam, I sent him a few of our earliest tapes just to kind of show him what we were up to. I never really expected to hear back from him. But in this phone call, he told me he had a need for certain things and he was having a hard time finding somebody to produce it. And he knew that I was a fan of the station and knew what he liked through the years and so forth. So he said, would you like to try and do these few things and we'll see how it goes and so forth. And I thought to myself, I should probably say, yeah, we're so busy, we'll try to work you in. But of course I didn't. And we did produce some of the jingles that Rick asked for in that phone call.
Music Radio, WABC.
One of the reasons they wanted new jingles at this time was that they had begun to call the station ABC without the W. Research had told them that's what most listeners called the station. For instance, someone might say, yeah, I heard that song on ABC. So the first Jam project for WABC consisted of just a few jingles and a few acapellas, mostly without a W.
77 ABC, the best music, ABC. ABC.
W or not, the first night the Jam jingles were on the air was October 3rd, 1975, and it was a momentous occasion for all of us. A few days later, I received a recording, an air check of it. The tape was recorded by my friend Randy Bell, who was then and still is an important part of Jam. He recorded it in Indiana, about 850 miles from New York. And in the tape box was a handwritten note from Randy that just said,
WABC New York, all you need to know to win.
How sweet.
I still have that note.
The best music, ABC.
Good for you, WABC. Hallelujah. Finally made it to a Friday night on a weekend, and don't you know it's time for the national anthem. At ABC, I'm George Michael with the Red Bull.
77 ABC.
The idea of dropping the W didn't last long because ABC Corporate didn't like the possibility of the local radio station being confused with the radio or TV network.
It's a minute past 2 o'clock at ABC. We got music for you. The OJ is going to start us off. Any angry bass?
So the W had to go back in, but they still wanted to emphasize the ABC. One way we did that was to go back and take that Priority 1 jingle you heard where the synthesizer played the W melody and just sonovox it to now say W.
WABC.
And that jingle was used by WABC for years. In fact, we even have a Clio Award for it hanging on the wall. It still amuses me that something 2.5 seconds long can win an award for anything, but it did.
The best music, WABC.
We did try using that same technique with some other jingles.
WABC.
But it was that Priority 1 cut that became famous.
George Michael, WABC.
By 1976, the Pam's jingles were gone, the Thunder material was being phased out, and more Jam jingles began to appear.
WABC.
That short little jingle from the logo set package is another one that seemed to be used for years.
I'm George Michael. We're going to take you to the Star Wars. Next, on
WABC.
Of course, 1976 was the bicentennial year, America's 200th birthday. Jam created custom music and jingles for the big 4th of July on-air celebration, which featured greetings from lots of celebrities.
Carpenter on WABC with a happy bicentennial birthday to everyone in the U.S. of A. with a toast to many, many more.
Happy birthday, America, from WABC New York.
Happy birthday, America, from WABC.
In 1977, Rick Sklar had a new slogan in mind for the station, and we created several jingles around it.
The best music on
the best station, WABC. Best music, best station, WABC.
In March of 77, Glenn Morgan became the operations and program director of WABC, as Rick Sklar was promoted to vice president programming for ABC's radio division.
Hello, Glenn Morgan. Jam presents brand new jingles just for you.
We worked with Glenn to supplement those best music on the best station jingles with more cuts, which became the jam package called Positron.
The best music, WABC. The best music, WABC. The best music, WABC. Danding Grum, WABC. Harry Harrison starts New York's morning, WABC.
Shortly after we did those jingles, we were asked by the station to redo them with one important difference. They wanted to put more emphasis on the letter A, which they thought went by a little too quickly in the previous versions. Why did they want to do that? Because they were competing on the AM dial with WNBC. And the only letters that are different between those two sets of call letters are the A and the N. So both stations wanted to really emphasize the one letter that set them apart. So here are some of those Positron jingles again with a slightly longer A.
The best music, WABC. The best music, WABC. The best music, WABC.
Since it was 1977, I never did understand why I couldn't sell them on the idea of doing some jingles that said, "It's the year of 77, WABC." Seemed like a natural. But we did get to do this. WABC had a tradition of playing the year's top 100 songs during the week between Christmas and New Year's Day. But in 1977, they wanted to promote it as the top 77 instead. So several jingles were created just for that.
WABC Top 77 of 1977. WABC Top 77 of the year. The best music of 77. WABC.
Those jingles were later made part of our ProMod and Class Action packages, which were released in 1978. In 1978, WABC really began to feel the competition from FM radio. In particular, WKTU, with their disco music format, attracted many listeners away from AM and WABC. In a controversial response, WABC began playing more disco records, and wanted a few jingles that would match that sound.
Music radio,
music radio,
WABC.
77, WABC.
The best music, WABC.
All along, we'd been updating the DJ jingles for the guys who'd been there since the beginning, and the new jocks who joined along the way. But in early 1979, WABC added their first female DJ.
Liz Kiley. Liz Kiley, WABC.
What a way to come back to New York. WABC New York, the most listened to station in the nation. Hello, just about 10 o'clock. I'm Liz Kiley, so glad to be back in New York City. Let's bring it back with Cheryl Lynn.
What you find?
You've blown it all sky.
Liz Kiley, WABC. The best music, WABC.
ABC Music Time, 10:38. Just gonna settle back a little bit. Hang on in there, baby. Johnny Bristol on WABC.
Hearing women on the air is commonplace now, but in 1979, it was a bit of a rarity. I remember when Glenn Morgan called to order the jingle for Liz, he said, "It's time." He was right. And we'll have time for the last installment of our WABC jingle history coming up.
John Wolford, Rewind Radio.
During the last few years of the music radio era, WABC used part of the ProMod package, which we had originally made for WLS Chicago.
Music Radio WABC. The best music. WABC.
Jam also made some other custom jingles for WABC.
Music Radio WABC.
But the station was undergoing a change. In order to survive, AM radio was forced to become more adult, more full service. They added talk programs in the evening. They carried the Yankees baseball games. In 1981, Jay Clark was the program director, and he wanted a different sound for the jingles. A little bit of funk, a little bit of New York jazz, and a different vocal sound. He wanted to appeal to New York's style-conscious listeners, so Jam created a large custom package called You'll Like Our Style.
WABC.
There were shortcuts.
77 WABC.
There were long cuts.
It's a day for just relaxing, a day for sleeping late. When friends get together, having fun and feeling great. It's a three-day weekend, just made for you and me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. We like your style. WABC. 77 WABC.
And for the first time, there was a 30-second image song.
WABC. Listen to New York. There's excitement in the air. Listen to New York. You can hear it everywhere. There's a certain style that's all your own. That's the way it ought to be. We're New York style at 77 WABC.
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 WABC didn't want to leave anyone out, so we sang this jingle for 42 different towns and counties.
Manhattan, we like your style. 77 WABC.
Naturally, the station wanted to relate to people listening in their cars, so we sang this jingle a dozen times, each one mentioning a different highway, bridge, or tunnel.
If you're stuck on the West Side Highway, or wherever you happen to be, just relax and stick with us, 77 WABC.
The morning show was now being handled by the team of Ross Britton and Brian Wilson.
Good morning. Ross and Wilson are here to start your day, with weather, time, and traffic, a better song to play. Join Ross and Wilson for a New York-style good morning on 77 WABC.
Dan Ingram, who had moved to the morning show for a short time starting in 1979, was back in the afternoon. There was, of course, a new theme for him as well.
Rocky
Listen, for all you jingle freaks out there on WABC, New York's radio station, we realize that there are people who listen who are jingle freaks. As a matter of fact, the biggest jingle freak in the world is a very dear friend of mine named John Wolford, who has branched into the jingle-making business now. He's turned it all the way around. He's at the other end, and he has supplied new jingles here. The station has, I assume, purchased them for a pittance, just because, you know, it's nice to have us have the jingles. But anyway, John has Jam Productions, and this is my new opening jingle, which just came in today. So I'm going to just play it and listen to it, just like you. And if you're a jingle freak, it gives you an excellent chance to tape it, ha-ha, and add it to your collection without the untoward words of Mr. Ingram over the jingle. So let's listen.
WABC's Dan Ingram Program.
Of course, as usual, they mispronounce my name. Everybody says Ingram, and I've forgotten to the point where I say it, too. It's Ingram, but that's all right. Thank you, John Wolford, and all the folks at Jam, and Pretty Pat, and all the people down there. It's a very nice thing. We're going to use that from now on. Only starting tomorrow, I'll be talking over it. So you won't have to listen to all that jazz. How you doing today? It's Thursday in New York on WABC. We got some Betty Davis eyes down for you. A couple minutes past three right now.
You'll Like Our Style was the last jingle package that was made for music radio WABC. At high noon on May 10, 1982, the station made the switch from music to talk radio. I had sent some of WABC's best-known jingles to the station just to make sure that they'd have them to play during the final days and moments, which they did.
77 WABC, 10 minutes. This thing sounds great even after all these years. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, Peter Bush here at the tail end of the weekend on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for all your calls. It's just super hearing from so many people that have been WABC fans for so long.
When I sent the old jingles to the station, I included a suggestion that the last sound to be heard really should be the WABC chime. They took my suggestion. The final show was co-hosted by the two veteran DJs who had been there the longest, Ron Lundy and Dan Ingram. It was sad to hear that final show then, and it's still sad to listen to it now, but the history wouldn't be complete without it, so I'm just going to let the final moments play now, unedited, except for the John Lennon song.
Well, how about that? That was about 36 minutes and 21 seconds of music radio WABC remembrance.
That's the best montage I've heard in my life.
Well, we got a lot of people to thank for it. The engineers were George Thomas Musgrave III.
George Thomas?
Yes, I didn't know that.
Well,
it was written right here.
You learned a lot of things on your last day here.
Mike Mermon and Al Rosen, courtesy of WLS in Chicago. Technical support and coordination. I can't even read.
Sure you can.
Steve Goldstein, Sue Lee, Kathy Wineflash, James McGuire. Producers were Tommy Edwards, courtesy of WLS in Chicago. George Thomas Musgrave III gets credit again as a producer, and Mike Mamone does. The executive producer, James Golden, who was here until 7:30 this morning putting
bless
that together.
Yeah.
And special thanks to Jonathan Wolford, who is the president of Jam Creative Productions Incorporated, for creating over the years and providing WABC Radio with a special package of jingles that were used in the presentation. Well, we got a couple of minutes left, Ryan. It's come down to this, hasn't it? It's
about
a minute and a half.
This is the beginning, Dan. I mean,
it is,
you know,
the beginning.
It's the beginning for you and for Rick and me, and it's the beginning for Al and for Jay and everybody here with Talk Radio. So this is the beginning. This isn't the end.
Okay.
And that's the way I like to look at it. That's the way I've always thought about it. Oh, I do want to remind you, I want to thank all the folks at LaSalle Ice Cream, especially the president, Mr. Steve Kissel, for the presenting this show for Dan Ingram and Ron Lundy. Our last WABC show. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The last picture show or something? I had a good time today. I love you. Thank you so much for everything.
I love you too, Ron. My best friend in the whole world. It's been a lot of records over the turntables to make a very bad simile. There is one thing that I want to say that will be probably the last time that I, matter of fact, it will be the last time I will ever be able to say this on WABC. And the last thing I'm going to say is, this is WABC New York. I can't say that anymore, can I? But It's been a ball for almost 21 years for me, 17 years for you, Ryan, for almost 22 years of this programming that's been on the station all this time. And we'd like to play just a couple of things to nail it down. Let's have that.
The talk radio format then began with a 60-second jingle from Jam, so don't be sad, life goes on and jingles continue to be used. But never again would there be a radio station approaching the dominance and influence that 77 WABC had at the height of its music days. It was my good fortune to have the sound of WABC be part of my life, and it was a privilege to be a small part of it. Thanks for reliving its jingle history with me.
WABC. WABC. All the best jingles all the time.
The proceeding is protected under copyright by PAMS Productions, Incorporated.
And Jam Creative Productions, Incorporated, Dallas.